Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us on the line right now here on WMAL is DC Metro Board Chair Jack Evans, member of the council as well. Listen, there's a big story breaking that apparently Metro giving serious thought to the idea of trimming its weekend hours. The idea is that they would close up at midnight on Friday night and on Saturday night instead of 3 a.m. And then on Sunday, they would close at 10 p.m. That's being considered right now. Jack Evans, thank you for joining us. Should this be considered in a town that would expect the kind of Metro service you would find in any world-class city? Is this a good idea to trim the hours on the weekend?
Well, I'll just go back to and first of all, thanks for having me on again today.
Anytime.
I'm at the Democratic Convention up in Philadelphia as well, and we're having a great convention up here. Always keep in mind what's happening at Metro, and as you know, I've been board chairman now for about 5 months, and came back to a board and a system that was really in chaos. The major fundamental flaw that Metro has, again, is we have this two-track system. You know, we have two tracks, and we have to work on the tracks during the week and on the weekends continuously. And in order to do that, you have to stop the trains at some point in time. Up to this point in time, when I came back and we hired Paul Wiedefeld, we were working on the tracks, would keep the trains open until 3 in the morning on the weekends and then close at midnight. And it gave us 19 hours a week to work on the tracks, which was clearly not enough and which has caused the system to fall into total disrepair. So what we need, and I'm using this term of art, is track time. We have to get track time. And so even when we get done with SafeTrack, the question is we need the ability to get into the system and work on the track. And so whether or not we go back to 3 o'clock in the morning on the weekends, whether we close at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night instead of midnight. These are issues that need to be debated and to come up with a solution. So no decision has been made. Paul Wiedefeld is proposing this as an idea. We'll have hearings on it. We'll debate the issue. But at the end of the day, people have to understand that there has to be the ability of us to get to the tracks to work on.
And I just want to be clear, and I understand that, I do, and it's nearly impossible to be able to really do the maintenance needed, but given the current schedule. But is General Manager Wiedefeld's proposal meant to allow for that maintenance to bring the system back up to where it needs to be so we don't have the horrible failures that we've had over the last several years? Or is this meant to be a forever idea, that the only way we can maintain this system on a regular basis is to do this kind of maintenance with the shorter operation hours?
I believe his proposal is the latter. It's to do it on a permanent basis.
Wow.
And so that he can get the track time that he believes he needs. But let me stress this. This is a proposal. It's not something that's about to be implemented. It's something we can debate and talk about. And maybe there are better alternatives than that. Listen, I represent, as you know, Ward 2 in the council. I represent the area, the region, that needs the system open at night.
I bet you're getting phone calls from a lot of restaurant owners.
Pardon me?
I said, I bet you're getting a lot of calls from restaurant owners after this.
I have gotten, literally, since this proposal was made yesterday, over 1,000 emails against the idea. But again, a lot of the emails say we should be running 24 hours a day, things of that nature. And again, the misinformation is out there because of that, because we cannot run 24 hours a day because we need the track time for the maintenance.
So I got to challenge you on that, though, if I could, because, I mean, other cities have found a way to do this. Why is it that Washington...
Not if they have a two-track system.
So it's the fundamental flaw of the initial design that causes you problem. Is that right?
Exactly. New York and some of the other, Chicago, other cities have 3 and 4 tracks. So they can close down tracks and continue to run the system. We cannot do that. We have a two-track system, so which is the reason we were closing down at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, but the reason we got in trouble, because if you remember, up until about 10 years ago, we used to close at midnight on the weekends as well. And then we went to 3 in the morning to accommodate that late-night traffic. And listen, I would love to run this thing 24 hours a day. That would be my goal, but there's just no way you can do it. And so we're looking for, I'm personally, as the board member, as the chairman, looking for other ideas. If we need to get to the tracks, and we'll need to do that after SafeTrack, we'll need to do it all the time in order to maintain the system. The public's got to help us here. How do we do this? Do we close at other times? You know, what is the mechanism we do that allows us to maintain the system?
All right. DC Councilmember Jack Evans and also, of course, chair of the Metro Board. I appreciate you joining us. Once again, when is the hearing with General Manager Wiedefeld?
Well, it hasn't been scheduled yet. It's just a proposal that the General Manager has made. So in the fall, we will have hearings on that before any action is taken. And thank you, Chris, again, for stressing this is not something that's about to happen.
Imminent, right.
Something
okay.
That's being implemented, considered.
Right. Absolutely. Thanks for joining us as always.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.